Everybody, and welcome to episode number 10 of the Gaelic Athlete Podcast with me, Conor O'Neill from Know Yourself Nutrition. And sorry that I haven't been so active on the podcast over the past couple of weeks. To be honest, I've been quite busy in getting on board the new guys on the Gaelic Athlete Nutrition Coaching Program. We've got quite a few applicants over the past couple of weeks, which is great to see everyone getting stuck in for the season ahead, looking to get lean, get themselves fueled properly, build some muscle. And even though we have been taking on quite a few over the past couple of weeks, there are a few spaces still left on the program. So if you are interested, go to your phone right now or a computer or wherever you're listening to this and type in knowyourselfnutrition.com/coaching. Check out what's involved in the program. And if you think you would be a good match for it, go to the bottom of the page and enter in your details in the application form. And I'll get back to you straight away from there. But now on to today's episode, and it is on reducing your hunger levels, or as I've entitled the episode 5 hunger hacks for GAA players. And you may have seen some of this on my Instagram, for example, or you may have seen the article going out. But in this podcast episode, obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you enjoy consuming it in this form. So I thought I would put it into this form as well. So firstly, it's worth noting that there are likely going to be times when you're hungry, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Being hungry doesn't necessarily mean that you're losing muscle or that you're doing yourself any other harm. With that said, if you're always hungry, you're likely to make poorer food choices and ultimately end up abandoning your nutrition plan. From an evolutionary perspective, hunger is part of the body's processes for motivating us to seek out food, ultimately so that we can survive. In the parts of the world where most people are eating this, however, there is an abundance of food, and so we rarely use hunger as a signal to eat. When and how much we eat is usually determined by things like habit, social convention, and convenience. On the other hand, when we are aiming to lose body fat, we will usually be eating slightly less than the body would optimally like to be, so there is a certain amount of restriction involved, which can lead to hunger. Now, with that said, there are a few things that we can do to try and limit the amount of hunger we feel, which is likely to lead to you being more likely to stick to your nutrition plan over the long term. And this is pretty much applicable to those who are in a dieting phase or in a fat loss phase. For those who are, in fact, trying to eat more food and trying to maybe gain weight or gain muscle, then listen in to next week's episode and I will be going over a few things that you can do to increase your food intake. But for today, the first hack is to eat enough food. And this may seem quite obvious, but one possible reason that you're struggling to stay on track with your nutrition may be that you're being too extreme and cutting out too much food, leading to a constant feeling of restriction and constant hunger between meals. This often comes from an impatience and wanting to make progress as quickly as possible. And I've seen this numerous times with clients on the Gaelic Athlete Nutrition Coaching Program, and it almost always ends up with a weekend blowout, undoing a lot of the progress from during the week, leaving them wondering why they haven't been making progress up to this point. When I get them eating the right amount of food, it allows them to make steady, predictable progress whilst enjoying their food and not starving themselves. And when that happens, the feeling of needing to eat the house down at the weekend goes away, and the people who do this make more progress than ever before. Hack number two then is to plan your meals. So which of the following options seems most like you? Number one, you go to bed knowing what you're going to be eating the next day and at what times, and you know that it's going to be exactly what you need to hit your body composition and performance goals. Or number two, you'd worry about that tomorrow and hopefully be able to get your hands on something decent but aren't really sure what or when. And I'm sure you'll agree that it seems obvious which one of these is going to get you results. But for so many, and maybe for yourself, number two is the norm. Then what happens? You wait until you're hungry, then you go and grab the most convenient thing you can find, which often isn't a great choice, or because you feel you can't find anything healthy, you decide you'll get something later and opt for something like a protein bar to keep you going. And ultimately, it's a miserable experience overall, and you get home to justify eating everything in sight because you've not eaten all day, or you go out to train feeling hungry and underfueled and have a poor session. And this brings up a deeper point made famous by the former Marine called Jocko Willink, and that is that discipline equals freedom. It sounds silly at first, but when you put it into this context, someone who takes option one actually has more freedom to happily go about their day knowing their nutrition is sorted because they've been disciplined in planning ahead. So try making a plan this evening for what you're going to eat tomorrow. Now, it won't be perfect, but it'll put your mind at ease and you'll be more likely to make better choices. you can adapt and change these as the days go on. Hack number three then is to alter your food choices. So why are fruits, vegetables and protein sources praised as the ultimate health foods? Of course, there are the micronutrients from the fruit and veg and the muscle building and recovery benefits from the protein. But more than that, in a world where there's an abundance of hyperpalatable or really tasty, calorie-dense foods, these foods can offer more filling alternatives, which can lead to consuming fewer calories while seeking a higher volume of food. For you as a GAA player, if trying to drop some weight, these foods should be a big part of your diet, that is the protein-rich foods and the fruits and vegetables. This will help keep you full and satiated or satisfied whilst keeping the diet interesting and allowing you to eat a larger volume of food. And even when you're someone who's trying to increase your caloric intake, you should still aim to have adequate intake of these foods for their other benefits, including the muscle building, recovery, disease risk reduction, etc. Hack number four then is to keep hydrated. If you haven't already checked out my podcast on hydration, then you can look through the episodes and find it. And amongst a wide range of reasons to keep hydrated is its effect on hunger. Often the same symptoms can be seen with underhydration as with hunger. For example, a headache, tiredness, irritability. So what you perceive as hunger may simply be thirst. If we mistake this signal, we can end up snacking or adding to our daily food intake when all we really needed was a glass of water. So aim to drink enough to have regular clear urinations throughout the day. 2.5 to 3.5 liters is a good place to aim for, biasing some of that towards training before and after. And all fluids, apart from alcoholic drinks, contribute to hydration levels, including tea and coffee, as well as the water found in foods like fruits and vegetables, for example. Hack number five then is to get enough sleep. So did you know that there is an increase in road accidents on the last Sunday of March each year? Well, this is because time springs forward and we lose an hour of sleep, leading to more judgment errors by the drivers. That's how important sleep is. However, that is only one of the important factors associated with sleep. Studies have shown that people who hadn't got adequate sleep were more hungry and more likely to choose higher calorie food options. This obviously isn't ideal for someone trying to reduce their food intake. Even if you're trying to increase food intake in an attempt to gain muscle, please don't take this as a reason to sleep less. Studies have also shown the effects of lack of sleep on muscle gain, and the results were not positive. If you want to know more about sleep, you can go and check out the earlier podcast I did on sleep. So just because you're getting your nutrition on point and trying to lose fat doesn't mean that you should be feeling hungry all the time. And implementing some of these hacks can help you to reduce the prevalence of hunger and therefore allow you to enjoy your food and stay on track with your nutrition. So that's it for this week, folks, and thank you very much for listening. Again, I just want to remind you to check out knowyourselfnutrition.com/coaching, where you can find out more information about the Gaelic Athlete Nutrition Coaching Program. And if you do want to get involved, there are still some spots available. And the sooner you get in, the more chance you have of getting one of those spots. As well as that, the sooner you get in, the better in terms of making progress for the season ahead. Again, if you are interested in that, go to knowyourselfnutrition.com/coaching. Apart from that, thank you very much for listening this week, and I will be back again next week.